KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Aero Fasteners, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. If you've got a job you'd like to do, give us a call and we will help. Lots of ways to reach out to us, including our brand new app, a faster way to ask your questions. You can also get to the top of the queue when you download it, because the new Money Pit Vox Pop app allows you to record and send your questions in just seconds. You can grab that at moneypit.com/ask, moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to step up the look of your home's exterior, a good lighting design can definitely help. So we're going to share some tips on what you need to know to get that project done.
And the spaces under your deck, they can be dirty, dark, they're totally like a wasteland. But if your deck is a second story, there are lots of ways that you can add an underdeck ceiling that's going to drain the rainwater passing through and really clean up the look below. We're going to explain in just a bit.
And if you live in an old house, finding out when your house was built and who lived there and what changes happened over the years can definitely be a fun and fascinating journey. So we're going to share some tips on how you can do just that.
And spring is almost here, which is super exciting. I'm so excited for the warmer weather and the chance to hang out outside again and really just relax. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on to get those outdoor spaces in tip-top shape, to get your homes ready for the warmer weather. Whatever you're doing, we can help. And we're giving away a set of great tools from Arrow today to one listener who connects with us to ask a question. We've got America's best-selling staple gun, the T50, and its sidekick, the T50X, to give away. And those are prizes worth $65.
And if you want to get your questions answered first, just go to moneypit.com/ask and download the Money Pit app. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Dreema in West Virginia is on the line and could be dealing with a structural issue. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Yes, I purchased a house about 13 years ago, and the house is approximately 30 years old. And all of a sudden, last year, load-bearing center wall, I started getting a crack. And now within a year, that crack has gapped approximately a half an inch wide. And it's also, I noticed another room has a crack now. So I had a local handyman look at it, and he suggested that I put in three piers, columns, to support the center wall. And I guess my question is, I haven't had an official large construction company look at it yet. I'm getting ready to do that. But I wanted to educate myself a little bit more what would you all suggest?
How long have you been in this house?
13 years.
And this is new.
Just started about a year ago.
So here's the thing. If you call a contractor, you're going to get a contractor solution, which is to hire them to do something. What I would suggest you do first is to get an independent expert opinion, not necessarily an opinion from a contractor. So your options on that are two. One is low cost. One, I would say, is moderate cost. The low cost option would be to find a local professional home inspector. You can go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's at ASHI.org, ASHI.org. And okay, you can put in your zip code. They'll shoot back a list of certified professional home inspectors in your area. You can call for that list, find somebody that's experienced, and have them look at it, because they're just there to find out what's going on and what caused it and what's going to take to fix it. The second way to go, which is the moderate cost, is to actually hire a structural engineer. Now, why may you want to do that, Dreema? Well, you might want to do that if this is a fairly obvious problem. You want to certainly preserve the value of your house. And if you have a structural right. engineer look at it and write a report as to what's going on and what it's going to take to fix it, and then you actually give that report to a contractor and say, this is what I want you to do, and then you have the engineer sort of recertify that it was done correctly. It's kind of having like having a pedigree that the repair is done correctly and it can kind of sell with your house, so to speak. Problem with contractors is that they're not structural engineers. They're just handy guys, and they think that they have the expertise to fix stuff like this, and they just don't. They don't have the schooling. They don't have the education. They don't have the training. And so, you know, that's not necessarily the best way to go about dealing with a situation like this. I am a little concerned that it happened over this past year, because it sounds like it's active, and we want to get to the bottom of why it's active and why it's showing up all of a sudden.
Well, someone had mentioned that it's a possibility. We've had a lot of several dry summers, and because that could cause a settling in the foundation. Is that possible? I've never heard of that before.
No. I mean, there are some expansive soils that behave differently when they dry out a lot. But listen, there's going to be a lot of opinions. Every neighbor you ask is going to have a different one. What we're trying to do is move you towards an expert opinion so you really know what you're dealing with. So, as I said, contact a professional home inspector or a structural engineer. Get the assessment. It's well worth it. You know, our home is a big investment. We want to make sure it's protected, okay?
I hadn't thought of a home inspector. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dreema. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Robert in North Carolina is on the line and is dealing with a dryer that, guess what, just is not drying. That's the worst. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a dryer. It's about 5 or 6 years old. And here lately, for about the past 6 or 8 months, it's taken sometimes 3 cycles to dry, like a medium to large size load of clothes.
Oh, that makes no sense.
Yeah, and the heating element was placed maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. We just don't know what's going on with it.
Do you get good airflow when the dryer runs where it's pushing warm air out the exhaust duct?
Yeah, I went up to the roof one time when it was running, and it was coming out of there fairly decent, and the air was warm.
You know, you just may have uncovered one problem. When you take a dryer vent and you push it up against gravity, and so it's driving all the way up to the roof from, I presume, the second floor, you know, dryers are not really designed to do that. And I know that a lot of times folks install them that way, but trying to force that hot air to go up all of that distance to the roof can sometimes be problematic. Look, if your dryer's not heating properly, there's only a few things that could be causing that. One is the heating element. So let's presume that this is working correctly, although it certainly sounds like it's not. There could be multiple heating elements, and one could be burned out. This is the reason you feel some warm air. The next thing is the duct work. And you want to make sure that that's clean, not only the external ductwork, but even internally. Sometimes if you get something stuck in the internal ductwork in the dryer, that can block some of the airflow itself.
Okay.
And the other thing that can happen is sometimes it can overheat and then cycle. So if it's overheating, what will happen is it will get really hot, and then it will overheat, and the heating element will go off. And then it will cool down, and then it will come on again. It will get really hot, and it will go off. And that kind of cycling of a thermostat can be a problem as well. I mean, at this point, it sounds to me like you've done almost everything that you can do on your own. You might want to either replace it or get it serviced. How old is the dryer?
Probably no more than 6 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, 6 to 8 years is not a terribly short period of time for a dryer. So you might want to think about replacing it or getting a pro to fix it, because I think it's probably one of those three things that's causing the issue.
Yeah. And another thing, it's got about between 20 and 25 feet of it has the corrugated duct. We were thinking about changing that to the smooth stovepipe kind of duct. Would that help also?
Where's this 20, 25 feet? You mean from the discharge port all the way up to the attic where it discharges?
Yes.
And that's a long way, and certainly a solid metal duct is going to be better. Can you go up into the attic and then go sort of across the attic floor and down towards a soffit and install a vent right there?
It's possible. It's just a single-story house, so I'm sure I could do that. But the laundry room is in the middle of the house.
I got to tell you, even if you had the venting perfectly, running this thing for three loads to dry, one load of clothes, sounds like it's something else and not necessarily totally venting.
Okay, yeah, we were thinking about, just don't think it's worth it to call somebody out there to fix it. We found a fairly decent dryer. Yep. We know somebody that runs a child care center and uses the one we're thinking about getting, and they run it 5-6 times a day, and they've had theirs for 3 years.
I think that makes sense. I mean, unfortunately, these products today are almost disposable because the cost of repair is so high. I will give you one other suggestion. There's a website called repairclinic.com. That's pretty good at helping you identify problems with appliances and then selling you the parts you need to fix it. So you may want to take a look at that. They have a little tool there where you can put in your model number, and it'll walk you through the scenarios. And who knows, it might be a common problem with that particular model. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you'd like to step up the look of your home's exterior, a good lighting design can help. We've got tips in today's pro project presented by Angie.
When it comes to home projects, we know you guys want to nail it every time, and Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. We'll be back with answers to more of your questions after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by SunTouch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with SunTouch Floor Warming. Easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and the Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
Hey, if you guys got a project you'd like to tackle, we've got some tools to give away that could help. From Arrow Fastener, we've got the T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and the T50X TacMate Staple Gun.
That's right. Now, the T50 is America's best-selling staple gun. Now, both are very well-built. They're durable tools. They will stand up to dozens and dozens and years of DIY projects and pro projects, too. Now, it's a set of Arrow T50s along with a supply of staples. It's worth about $65, and it's going out to one listener who's drawn at random.
If you'd like a shot to win it, you've got to reach out to us with your questions. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask by downloading the Money Pit app.
Betty in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We live in a ranch-style home, and we have several bedrooms and bathrooms where the door frames, up above the door frames on just one side, are cracking. And we have repeatedly have contract workers out here to repair them, and it is not held.
Feel like it's Groundhog Day, you're fixing the same thing over and over again? Yeah, it's pretty common. Around the door frame and around windows, those are the weakest portions of the wall. So if you have some movement from a normal expansion and contraction, that's where it's going to show. Typically what happens is you'll have a painter or a handyman come out and they'll spackle the crack and paint it, and it seems to go away for a while. But of course, as soon as the wall moves again, it shows up. What you really have to do here is sand down the area around the crack. And then you have to cover it with a perforated spackle tape. And that usually looks like netting, and it's a little sticky. You put it across the crack, and then you spackle over the tape. And that does a permanent repair because it actually sort of melds one side of the wall with the other. And it should not separate again the next time the wall moves.
Okay, well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joe in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a single-story house that's got hot water. I got a boiler with hot water heat baseboard. And about 8 years ago, I had central air conditioning installed.
Okay.
And they did all that. They run all the trunk lines up in the attic, put all my registers in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem happens during wintertime, I'm getting condensation on. You know, I'll go around and shut them registers off, but it's not 100% shut off on them registers, of course. And I'm getting condensation that's forming up in my trunk line, and I'm getting condensation dripping out of my registers, which I'm starting to get some water stains on my ceiling around my registers from this.
All right, so you have an energy problem. The problem is that those registers are so cold that when the warm, moist air from the house strikes them, it condenses. And so you need additional insulation in the space above that. You may need to insulate in or around those ducts. You may need to wrap those ducts with additional insulation. You need to keep those ducts warmer. And frankly, the bigger problem is one that you can't see. If it's that cold at your ceiling, you're probably losing a lot of heat through that ceiling. So I would get up in that attic space and take a look. You know, in your part of the country, having 15 or 20 inches of insulation is not unheard of, and it is certainly a good idea.
Well, basically, I know when they put it in there, they laid them trunk lines right on top. I got like 20 inches of blown fiberglass, and they laid them trunk lines. I need to peel that fiberglass back, bury them trunk lines, and insulate all around that real good.
I think that would make a lot of sense.
Sounds good, then.
All right, Joe, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to step up the look of your home's exterior, a good lighting design can help. Now, lighting not only adds safety and security, but style if you do it well. We've got some ideas in today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Now, here's what you're going to need to consider. So, budget. How much do you want to spend? Because exterior lighting, that cost can range from a little to quite a lot. And adding a lightscape to a home where you plan to be for only a few years will merit a different level of exterior lighting investment than a longer-term home that you're staying in. But even for bigger lighting plans, this is one improvement that you can easily spread out over a number of years, doing one type of project or one side of the house or one area at a time, for sure.
I can't begin to tell you guys how many bad lighting systems I've seen that probably started out looking great, and within a year, they're looking like hell. Half the lights are broken, they're missing, and it's because of the quality of the fixture. It really makes sense to invest in good quality fixtures and components so that it lasts a long time. Low voltage is definitely the way to go, but you'd need to work with good materials like copper and brass. There are a lot of cheap landscape lights out there, and many rarely last more than a season or two, so you're always better off buying good quality fixtures and breaking your project up into smaller chunks to spread out the costs.
Now, you also want to think about creating mood and a focus area of your exterior spaces. And there's a range of outdoor lighting fixtures that make it possible to illuminate the home's exterior, as well as any Hollywood lighting designer out there could focus. I mean, that really is the key. You want to pick things and you want to focus on them and you want to make it look beautifully designed. So for a front and a backyard, you want to carefully choose those focal points to receive the brightest and most dramatic spotlight, and then build the rest of that outdoor lighting scheme around them. Overall, you want to shoot for a natural look that's going to replicate moonlight that's softly streaming from above, as opposed to those heavy doses of uplighting. And if you do a nice mix, it's going to look great.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Cindy in Delaware is on the line with some plumbing odors. Tell us what is going on, Cindy.
I have dual sinks in the master bathroom.
Right.
And every once in a while, I get a strong sewer smell.
Okay.
I don't know what's causing it. Doesn't matter if I run the water or flush the toilet, but the left bowl connects, the underneath the pipe connects to the right one, and it goes down into the, you know, under the house.
Okay, well, assuming that they were plumbed correctly and that you, in fact, have a plumbing trap there, which I'm going to presume you are, the odor is probably the result of something called biogas, which is basically happens when you get a lot of debris over the years, and it lines the inside of the pipe, and it lines the inside of the connections, the drain, and so on, and then that material will start to produce a pretty strong odor. So what you need to do is take the drain apart and use a bottle brush to scrub the inside of it. You can't just like run something down there. You physically have to scrub it, those pipes out, and that usually will eliminate that material and therefore the odor.
Okay, because I had tried vinegar and baking soda.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, but you know, if it's really building up like that, you're going to have to remove the scum, so to speak, that's containing all that bacteria that's producing the odor.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, if you have a second floor deck, you may know that the space underneath that deck gets dirty and gross from all that rainwater that leaks through. We're going to share a way to add a self-draining ceiling to that underdeck space to spruce it up for some shady relaxation in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Toots and Common, wonderful things. Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ugh, I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. Tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit Podcast.
With fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday, you'll learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
All right, now we're going to help Bud in Oregon avoid a hair-raising electrical situation. What's going on, Bud?
I've got three banks of the two bulbs each, 4 foot long, mounted up in the ceiling, built into a box directly over my cooktop. Okay. And during the summertime when the humidity is higher, if I get any moisture up there, it can take sometimes days before those lights will come on reliably on the first flip of the switch. Now, in the winter, when I'm burning a wood stove, which means I got lower humidity inside the house, if I'm cooking on the cooktop and don't turn the lights on before, I get the same problem. Except as soon as the moisture stops going up there and I've got 10, 15 minutes, then the lights will start coming back on regularly and be reliable again. So what I need to know from you, if you've got some suggestions, is before I get up there and start looking for how to do something, I want to know what I need to have in stock. Is there something, a lubricant, a cleanser, or whatever to do something with contacts, or got any suggestions?
I would give up on those fixtures.
I would too. I think you're right.
I would just give up on them. They don't sound safe to me. I'm not quite sure what exactly is going wrong with them, but they certainly shouldn't be behaving that way. And I would worry about them getting worse and potentially causing a fire. The cost of a 4 foot dual bulb fluorescent fixture is not very much today. And so I would simply take this on as a project and replace each and every one of them. I wouldn't try to change the ballast out. I wouldn't try to clean it. I wouldn't try to do anything like that. I would just replace them. It's just not worth it.
That's not what I wanted to hear, but it's a good thing, and it's probably cheaper in the long run to spend $8-$10 per week, you know, put up three brand new ones.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll just look for a good time when I can do it without breaking my neck.
That's always important. Bud, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, guys, you know, the area under second-story decks can be a dark, wet wasteland, but installing under-deck ceiling can make that area totally useful. We're going to tell you how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
That's right. You know, with all the rainwater that leaks through those second-story decks, the area underneath can get pretty nasty. I mean, a lot of times you're going to find these spaces, well, they're going to be damp, wet. You'll see a lot of green algae growth and a host of moisture-loving bugs. So it's not really a place that you want to hang out in. Now, the solution is to build or to buy an underdeck ceiling. If you're handy, you can build your ceiling out of corrugated fiberglass panels. We've got a video, a materials list, and step-by-step instructions on our website that's been downloaded over 20,000 times a month that's going to help you get that job done.
Now, the other option is to purchase a prefabricated underdeck ceiling system. This is going to cost you a bit more, but the ceiling is actually going to be a lot easier to install, and it tends to look much more finished when you're done. Some of the more popular prefabricated systems are Underdeck, there's TimberTech, there's the Trex Rain Escapes, or Deck Drain. They each now have their own sort of unique design, but all in all, they're a lot easier to install than starting from scratch. And once that ceiling is done, you can give that underdeck space a good cleaning and start enjoying that shade on a warm summer day.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Apply today at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Now we're talking to Pauline in New Jersey who needs some help with a countertop. How can we help you today?
I have a lot of counters in both bathrooms and the kitchen, and from this I have backsplashes as well. And where the backsplash and the counter meet, it's coming up white. And it looks like dry paste. And also, what's happened over the last few years, at first I took a little bit off, you know, with my nail, but now it's getting really bad, and there are splash marks as though when they put the counter in, they didn't clean off the whatever they used, and it looks like you splashed something on and it dried up. And I don't want to use anything that isn't bright for the granite and ruin it. So I was wondering if you had a suggestion that might be easy for me to use and, you know, get rid of this stuff.
How long have you had these countertops? When were they first installed?
7 years ago.
And they've never been sealed since?
No.
Well, you know, granite tops do take quite a bit of maintenance. People think that they're fairly maintenance-free because they're somewhat indestructive, but they really do need a lot of care, and they need to be resealed from time to time. And it sounds to me like the white stuff that you're describing is most likely mineral salts. And what happens is the countertops, when they lose their seal, they absorb more moisture. Then the moisture evaporates off, and it leaves behind the mineral salt deposits that's in the water. And that forms that white sort of crust. It's like a grayish-white crust. Now, what are you using to clean them on a daily basis?
Generally, just water and a little. They told me to use the Windex.
Yeah, you know, you can make a homemade granite cleaner with rubbing alcohol, standard rubbing alcohol, mixed with maybe a half a dozen drops of dishwasher detergent.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, if you live in an old house, finding out when your house was built, who lived there, and what changes happened over the years can be a fun and fascinating journey.
We'll share tips on how you can do just that next.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done at your house and to get you the answers to your home improvement questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask, download the Money Pit app, and you will be at the head of the list. Get the answers you need to get your projects going.
That's right. Pick up the phone, give us a call, post a question, email, whatever you like. Hey, guys, check it out. This hour, we've got a handy set of two tools to give away to one lucky listener. It's the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TechMate staple gun.
Yeah, and the T50, you got to remember, that's America's best-selling staple gun. The thing is just awesome. I'm still using the one my father gave me. That's how long these things last. They're well-built, durable tools. They're going to stand up to lots of DIY and pro projects for lots of years. And that set of T50s, along with a supply of staples, is worth $65 going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Post your questions to moneypit.com/ask on the Money Pit app, or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Head to Pennsylvania, where Mike has a question about a bathtub. What can we help you with?
I have an old steel tub that's actually rusting out, and had a few quotes on having it refinished versus, there's companies out there that'll put vinyl inserts and all, or is it better just to have it ripped out and put a brand new tub in?
I would vote for having it ripped out and putting in a brand new tub, because I don't think that you're going to be able to refinish it and be happy with that. Most of the refinishing, if it's done professionally, it can be okay, but man, I tell you what, it's an awfully big project. It's a very messy project. They have to use some pretty coarse chemicals to prep that tub and get it ready for the new finish. And then the new finishes are certainly not going to last as long as the original finish. So I think it's probably a good option for either a new tub, or you could do sort of a tub insert. There are companies out there that make inserts that fit inside the existing tub, priced not so coincidentally, just slightly less than tearing out the tub and starting
right
from scratch.
But it's done in a day.
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you live in an old house, finding out when your house was built, who lived there, and what changes happened over the years, it can be fun. I mean, it's always great to learn a lot of stuff about the place you're going to live in. Now, the first place to start is to identify the era in which the structure of the house was built. You can do that with the help of an easy Google search on architectural styles, and most homeowners can kind of figure out a core style by examining the silhouette of the house, its layout, as well as the style of the windows, doors, and other architectural features.
You know, there's also a lot of records out there that will kind of give you a guesstimate on when it was built. You can go to town records. I mean, in the 1900s is when owners had to start getting building permits for things like alterations or plumbing, so you can get the names of previous owners and see what was done back then. You also check county archives and state preservation trusts and local city or town historical societies, because they often have catalogs of municipal information, including maps and archives of local newspapers and the genealogical info that can tell you actually a lot about the people who did live in your home. And there could also be some, what I call the hidden chapters in the history of your house, because contractors will frequently find like an old wall, a few stair steps, or some other vestige of its prior self during renovation. So you always need to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, it's super cool when you do find that stuff. I remember we took off the siding, we found like a whole different entrance underneath. Now, next, you kind of want to observe your neighborhood. And while we rarely think of old neighborhoods as developments, you kind of have to remember that they were. I mean, just like housing developments that too often fill up former farmlands today, those streets were just as vacant at one time. So by looking at the houses in your neighborhood, scoping out similar structures, you really might be able to get a better scope of the original blueprint.
Now, finally, a lot of construction details can help you sort of rough date a house. For example, if you look just at the nails, if the nails are cut nails, which you might think of today as masonry nails, but they were cut out of sheets of steel as opposed to extruded, that basically means you're talking late 1800s to the early 1900s. You can look at paint colors and moldings. Before the 20th century, all of these had styles that were very particular to certain eras. And another one that's kind of fun is plumbing fixtures. You know, a lot of folks don't know this, but the date the plumbing fixtures were made is usually stamped into the fixture somewhere. Like if you still have like a old steel sink somewhere in your house, I can almost guarantee you that if you get on your hands and knees and look underneath that thing with a strong flashlight, you will find a date that was cast into that sink. And in more modern years, you could lift up the lid on a toilet and find out the date it was manufactured. So you can assume it was put in pretty much right after that. In fact, we've got a complete list of building materials and methods by age on our website in a post called Home Repair Tips by age of house. Home repair tips by age of house. It is on the homepage at moneypit.com.
Now we're going to Missouri, where Tammy is having issues with her new furnace. What's going on? Let's talk you through this.
I replaced the furnace here before the beginning of winter, and since then I've had a buzzing noise in my breaker box every time it kicks on. I would like to say that the furnace that I replaced was about up to my knees, and the newer furnace is about chest high. Would that have something to do with the pulling of the ants, or?
Well, the size of the physical size of the unit may or may not be related to this. It's more like how much power is it pulling and how is it wired in to the breaker box. But if you're getting a vibration in the breaker box itself, that's not a good sign. The breaker could be deteriorating internally, and what you're hearing are the early stages of that, or perhaps the advanced stages of that. I don't know. I would tell you that if you got that kind of a signal, I would definitely have it checked out by an electrician. Open that panel up, have them pull out those breakers, look behind them, make sure it's sized properly, make sure nothing is over-fused, for example, where the wrong size fuse is being used on a wire and therefore not protecting it from overheating. It's definitely not a good sign and shouldn't be happening, and you need to get it checked out further. Okay, Tammy?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Just ahead, metal roofs are super durable, but is the expense worth it? We're going to explain that question next.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow size 14 ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
Thank you. This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling. Directed by Aaron Hanley Stewart and Marla Frost O'Brien. March 11th through March 26th. Listen in as a tight-knit group of friends gossip at the beauty parlor. It's a story of friends as they encounter tragedy and good fortune, growing stronger and closer in the process. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Steel Magnolias, March 11th through March 26th at Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
The propensity for ice dams as well, but you do not need a metal roof to prevent ice dams. I mean, it doesn't really matter if the roof's metal or asphalt. You're still going to get ice dams if the roof is not built right.
All right, Steph, hope that helps you out. Now we've got Charlene, who's cracking up in Indiana. She says, I have a decent-sized crack in the sheetrock corner of my dining room. I spackled it last spring, but it came back a few months later. What is the best way to fix this for good?
Well, you got to remember that walls are always moving. They're always expanding and contracting. So simply spackling something is not going to do it. There's a product out, if you've got one like this that's really kind of bugging you, there's a product out from Avatron called Crack Coat, K-R-A-C-K Coat. And it's a patch system for cracks, but one thing that's different about it is it actually comes with a sort of an adhesive where you adhere a tape to that crack that covers both sides of it and seals it really, really well. And then you spackle over that with this Crack Coat products that come in the box. It's kind of a kit. It's all together. So I think that that's a really good option for a crack in a corner like that where you're always getting that movement. If you want to do it another way and you can't get this product, what you could do is lightly sand that crack both sides of it. Use a perforated tape. It's like usually like a fiberglass mesh tape. And then you put 3 coats of spackle over that, very, very thin, one at a time. Don't put a lot on. You want to build it up over time because it's a little tricky to get it smooth. And then once you're done, you've got to prime it because you're going to have a lot of new spackle there that's dried, and then you can paint the room and it'll all blend in. And hopefully you won't see it again.
All right, Charlene, I hope that helps you out. Now, when you're stuck on what color to paint the room, give us a call. We'll help you with that. I know it's hard.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this pretty much the first week of spring is about to roll out. So that means it's time to get to work. You get to go outside. You get to tackle those deck projects, those patio projects, maybe plan some painting projects. Anything you do outside in escaping the inside after all the months we've spent there is a wonderful way to spend a weekend. And we will be here to help you every step of the way. Remember, you can reach out to us by downloading the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask or call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As the battle rages on in Ukraine with intense combat in the port city of Mariupol and Russian attacks around the outskirts of the capital of Kyiv.
The faint sound of shelling and gunshots could be heard across the horizon in Mariupol as plumes of grey smoke floated above houses in the war-torn city. In Kyiv, Tatiana Zubenko, whose house was destroyed by shelling, says she's thankful she is still alive.
My building, about 400 apartments, and everybody alive. Other people not so lucky.
In Kharkiv, a man is pulled out alive from the rubble of a shelled building. He was buried 10 feet deep. With blood dripping on his face, he thanks the emergency services for all they do. I'm really grateful for the rest of my life. They're just brilliant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Calling Russia's invasion of Ukraine a turning point for the world, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson argues a victory for President Putin's forces would herald a new age of intimidation across Eastern Europe. Speaking to a Conservative Party conference, Johnson claimed Putin was terrified the example of a free Ukraine would spark pro-democracy revolution in Russia. And that's why he's so brutally trying to snuff out the flame of freedom in Ukraine, and that's why it's so vital that he fails. Republicans hold an advantage in the latest survey ahead of November.
The 2020 midterm elections are now 235 days away, and Republicans have an 11-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that if the elections for Congress were held today, 50% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, while 39% would vote for the Democrat. Just 5% would vote for some other candidate, but another 7% are not sure. Republicans have lost 2 points of their congressional advantage since February, when they led 50% to 37%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
It's a case of kidnapping, or you could say bear napping.
Officials in California say a man found out the hard way. Those cute little bear cubs grow up. The man and a co-worker took the month-old cubs from a den in 2019, but he eventually learned they were just too much to handle, and he called upon wildlife officials to help. The bears were taken to a rehab center and were released into the wild the following year. Meanwhile, 29-year-old Cody Dillon Setzer has now pleaded guilty to charges of bear napping. Jason Walker reporting.
Volkswagen recalling some 240,000-plus Atlas SUVs and Atlas Cross Sports in the U.S. and Canada because of faulty wiring harnesses could make them break unexpectedly. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Out of Detroit, this automotive news this weekend, the latest battery-powered vehicles is just about ready to roll off the assembly line.
The Ford F-150 Lightning electric pickup will be hitting the streets soon, and now we have an idea of how much it will cost to go cruising in one. The window sticker for an entry-level $42,000 Lightning has a standard range battery that provides 230 miles of driving per charge. Ford says the full-size truck has an efficiency rating equivalent to 68 miles per gallon and a $950 annual fuel cost. That's significantly less than it costs to drive the most efficient gasoline-powered version of a 4x4 F-150, which requires $2,700 worth of gas at $4.25 a gallon. The problem now, where do you find the charging stations? Patrick Foss reporting.
And you can always check out more on these stories just by simply logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Aero Fasteners, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your, and I'm so glad I get to say this, spring projects. Yes, spring is here. It has officially begun. And so now is the time to get outside and do all those projects you've been putting off all winter long. And if you need help, we are here to do just that. A couple of ways to reach us. The preferred way is to go to moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app. It's a great new app that we developed. It allows you to record your question and send it right to our production team. It's fast, it's easy, and we answer those questions first. Go to moneypit.com/ask, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, with the spring here, that means we're going to have some pretty heavy rainstorms. So we thought that would be a good time to share some tips on how to make sure your roof is totally ready for those spring deluges. Is that a word? Deluges? It's more than one deluge. It's a lot of water.
A super lot of rain, more than one time. Also, this is allergy season. God bless you. You're welcome. You're going to be sneezing a lot. So it's a great idea right now to replace that air filter in your heating and cooling system at home. We're going to share a nifty little device that costs about $1 and reminds you exactly when that needs to happen, because boy, is that easy to forget.
And it's easier than ever to be eco-friendly today, but when it comes to choosing eco-friendly floors for your home, understanding how that product is produced is really the key. So we're going to tell you what to look for.
And are you ready to spring into your home improvements? Well, we are ready to help you. We've got a great set of tools to give away today from Arrow Fastener. It's going to one lucky listener who connects with us, asking a question and getting some help with their projects. We're giving away America's best-selling staple gun, the T50, plus its sidekick, the T50X, and it's worth $65.
Going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Go to moneypit.com/ask. Download the app, record your question, and you will be tossed into the Money Pit hard hat. You might just win that set of T50 staple guns worth $65.
Jerry in Massachusetts is on the line with a very mysterious noise. What is going on?
Well, I don't know if it's the cold weather or what, but I get this loud, loud bang in my house. It's not a certain time of day. It can be at night. It could be in the morning. And I would say it's like a corner of my house, and I can't figure it out.
Does it happen when your heating system kicks on?
No, it's just random. It could happen at any time of day, and I can't figure it out.
Do you have a duct system, or do you have radiators that give you heat?
Baseboards.
Baseboard radiators. Okay. Do you have central air conditioning?
I do.
And does it happen in the summer as well as the off season?
No. I only detect it in the winter.
Okay, well, a couple of things here. First of all, if your boiler's not tuned up properly, you can get a condition called explosive ignition. Like if too much gas comes out and then the boiler ignites, it can do so with a bang, and that's generally disturbing and very unsafe. So I would make sure that the heating system was serviced. And the second thing that often causes noise that far exceeds its damage is something called a water hammer. And this can happen when water is running through the pipes of the house and stops suddenly. The centrifugal force of that water continuing down the pipe will cause it to move or shake, and that can result in a bang that goes almost end-to-end on the house. And the solution is both to secure loose plumbing pipes and install something that's kind of like a shock absorber for your plumbing system. It's called a water hammer arrestor. So those are the two most common in your types of heating system and plumbing system areas where I think sound can originate. All right, Jerry, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in Louisiana's on the line with a question about concrete. What's happening to it?
I have a crack in my foundation, and I was wondering what would be the best way to stop it.
So is this a basement foundation or a crawl space foundation? What's it look like?
I have on slab. I don't have a basement, nothing. It's just a crack in the concrete goes pretty much all the way across on one end of the house.
Okay, so is it the floor, or do you see it from the outside? Where are we seeing this?
Just in the floor. I just see it in the floor. I don't see it on the side. I've looked at it twice on the outside, and I haven't seen it.
All right, so that might not be part of the foundation, because when you have a slab-on-grade house, the floor area itself is actually not part of the foundation. Only the perimeter is. So that's a pretty standard crack repair. What you want to do is go to a home center and pick up a QuikCrete, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E, epoxy-based or patching compound. And that is something that you can apply to the crack. There's a number of different types of this. Some of it comes in a tube that you can apply with a caulk gun, and others you mix up. But it has to be a patching material because otherwise it won't stick to the old concrete. And then what you do is clean out that crack, you apply the patch, let it dry, and you're good to go.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, do you guys need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, have you wondered if your roof is ready to stand up to all the spring rains that are ahead? Well, we're going to have some tips to give your roof a thorough checkup in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You live in a Money Pit.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's springtime. Leslie, do you have any outdoor plans for spring around your house?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, so much. I feel like everything just gets so weathered and beat up during the winter season, so it always starts with a lot of cleaning, and then I think it's time to say goodbye to our outdoor playset. So that's going to be something we tackle.
That's sad. Yeah, we had ours sitting around for a long time, but then, you know, when the kids turned 20, figured it was time. No, we didn't hold that long. Only kidding. But, yeah, it's always difficult to get rid of that. A lot of memories in those swings.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, but they take up a tremendous amount of space. And when you live on a postage stamp lot, you kind of want that space.
Well, you know, in our case, the kids were happy to give up the swing set because we built the fire pit. It became a good hangout spot.
Oh, way better.
All right, give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Because we've got a handy set of two tools to give away to one lucky listener. From Arrow Fastener, we've got the T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TacMate staple gun. So you'll pretty much be set for all these projects you need to get done around your house.
I mean, for sure. This is a spring staple. Get what I did there. But truly, you will use the staple gun, especially the T50, for the rest of your life. It is America's best-selling staple gun. Both of these are very well built. They're super durable. They will stand up to dozens, if not hundreds, of DIY and pro projects. Now, that set of Arrow T50s, along with a supply of staples, is worth $65, and it's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
To make sure you're included in the drawing for the Arrow Staple Gun, you need to call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post it to moneypit.com/ask by downloading the Money Pit app. You'll record your question and shoot it right to our production studio and get on the air with us quickly.
All right, now we're going to talk with Teresa in South Carolina, who's dealing with a wet basement. Teresa, what's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, we just recently bought this house, and we've been here a little over a year. And we were told that the basement floods, but we weren't really aware of how bad it did flood. So every time we get a heavy rain, it fills up a front landscaping area, and it flows in through the bricks, I guess. I'm not sure how it comes in, but it comes into the basement. We've talked to several companies, and they want to do things inside, but I don't understand why they don't want to do something on the outside.
Well, you are absolutely correct, because the solution to this problem is not inside. So what happens in situations like this is typically a homeowner will contact a so-called basement waterproofing company. I think that those titles are inaccurate, because these contractors don't really waterproof anything. What they really do is just put in a water evacuation system that allows the water to saturate the foundation perimeter, soak through the walls, and fill up your basement. And then before it shows itself kind of above the floor, they pump it out. But you have to know that that allows a lot of damage to happen even before that water collects to the level where they can pump it. You have increased pressure against the foundation. You have mold growth, all sorts of things. So you are absolutely correct in that you need to stop this on the outside. And the good news is it's really not that hard nor that expensive to do. So there's two areas you need to focus on. One is grading, and the other is roof drainage. So we'll start with the biggest culprit, and that's roof drainage. You need to look at all of the gutters that are on your house. You need to make sure that, first of all, you have gutters. Secondly, that you have an adequate number of downspouts on those gutters. And you want to kind of stand back sort of from the street level, look up at your roof, try to do a little sort of rough back of the hand math, because you want 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface draining into each downspout. So if you have one downspout and you have a bunch of roof surfaces going into it, it might be that that gets overwhelmed and therefore the gutter will overflow even if it's not clogged. Of course, to that point, they have to be clog-free. And most importantly of anything else is this. You must extend the discharge from that leader at least 4 to 6 feet from the house, because we need to move this away from what's called the backfill zone. That's the area of soil that's dug out when you build the foundation. You need to get the water beyond that 4 to 6 foot perimeter. Now, you can do this simply by putting an additional piece of leader material on there. And of course, it's not very attractive. It's somewhat unsightly. But I would at least do that for starters, so that you can prove to yourself that this works. And then later on, if you want to try to make it neater, you could always sink some underground solid PVC pipe and drain through that and perhaps discharge it into the street or some other lower area on your property. Now, once that's set, then you could look at the grading at that foundation perimeter, starting in the area where you see water collecting. And you want to make sure that the soil slopes away about 6 inches over 4 feet. And that soil has to be well tamped fill dirt, not topsoil. Topsoil is very organic. Sometimes when folks have drainage issues, they put more topsoil on it. That's kind of like throwing sponges around your house. You want to create that slope with clean fill dirt. It's more of a kind of clay-like, compactable type soil that can be sloped to drop that 6 inches over about 4 feet. Over that, you can put a little topsoil to sustain growth or plantings or whatever, but you need to get that slope established first. So this way, you have direct rainfall, hits that grade, runs off, and all the water that collects on the roof hits those downspouts and gets discharged well away from the house. Those two things will stop this wet basement. And I know that for certain, because when you said that your basement floods after heavy rain, all of that always sources on the outside. It's not a rising water table. And that's the only time you'd ever need to put in below grade drains, such as what these waterproofing companies are suggesting.
Okay, great. I really appreciate your help.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm so glad we could get to you before you spent the money on the waterproofers, because I can't tell you how many times we get the same call after someone has spent $10,000 or $20,000 on a waterproofer, only to find out that they still have the same problem.
Thank you very much.
Well, spring starts next week. I know Tom is excited. I'm always sad to see the ski season end, but warm weather brings a whole host of other fun. And now that we're heading into spring, really is a great time to make sure that your roof hasn't been damaged by this long winter. We're going to share what you need to know in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Now, the first step is a safe roof inspection. So you want to grab a set of binoculars because you're going to stay on the ground, which makes it a super safe inspection. And then scan your roof for any sagging, any uneven areas. Really just look around.
Yeah, and you want to make sure you check the valleys. And that's where two roofs come together in like a V. It's really an area that's very prone to leaking, and make sure they are free and clear of debris, because it can also act as a barrier to prevent rain from flowing down and off the roof. It tends to back up and again can leak in that valley area. Also check out the shingles and the flashing, which is used around roof vents and pipes and skylights and chimneys, or where one wall intersects with another wall, because one of the most common causes for roof leaks is due to problems with that flashing, as well as curled or cracked shingles. And if you see a lot of those curled and cracked shingles, it might mean you need a new roof. But for the most part, remember that any other type of roof repair is usually totally doable without replacing the entire roof. You only need to replace your roof if it's completely dried out and worn out. And even though sometimes contractors will tell you it is, most of the time it's not. And you can fix that one leak that's bugging you.
Now, another important area to check is the gutters. You might find out that you've got branches, leaves, or, you know, even a tennis ball or something that your kids have thrown, and it clogs up that gutter. And let me tell you, one small clog like that can build up so much water, and then you will see all of that water. Guess where, you guys?
Where?
In your basement, and that can cause a lot of problems, foundation damage, flooring damage, all kinds of stuff. So you want to make sure that those gutters are clean, downspouts are free-flowing, and then you want to make sure that gutters are fastened properly and are tight and secure. And here's a quick repair trick. If the gutters are loose, you want to replace the gutter spike, if that's what you've got, with gutter screws. They're as long as the spikes, but once you screw them in, they're never backing out.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
David in Arkansas is on the line with a geothermal question. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, I have leaks for one, but at any rate, it's a water furnace unit that's about 23 years old. And so it's probably had a good life. I'm just curious these days if it's best to look at replacement with a geothermal, or if conventional units are now just as efficient, you know, and which way to go.
And what kind of fuel do you have right now, David?
Our home is all electric.
So it's all electric. Okay. So, yes, the HVAC systems are far more efficient than they used to be. If you were to go geothermal, you have the investment of having to essentially install the ground line, which basically goes deep into the soil as part of this. And you know, that's something that's going to depend greatly on the condition of the soil, whether it can be easily drilled, and so on and so forth. The install on geothermal tends to be pretty expensive, so you're definitely going to have to get some estimates on that and see if it makes sense. If not, I would buy the most efficient electric heat pump system that you can afford. And I also make sure that you replace both the coil on the AC side of this as well. Because the coil have to match, right? You don't just want to put the unit outside. You have to replace that coil as well, because unless they're properly matched, you do not get the efficiency that you are promised, so to speak. And then thirdly, okay, I want you to make sure that you replace the thermostat with one designed for heat pumps. This is a common mistake people make. They put standard clock setback thermostats on heat pumps. And what happens is, if a heat pump runs in the heat pump cycle, the temperature has to move very slowly. So it doesn't trigger the backup system that's built into all heat pumps, which is electric heat. And if you do that, that gets really expensive to run. So replace the heat pump with the most efficient one you can afford, match it with a proper size coil, and make sure the thermostat is also replaced and is a heat pump thermostat. And by the way, lots of thermostats today, too, that are Wi-Fi, wireless thermostats. You know, your phone becomes a remote control. You have to get up off the easy chair to change your heat, or even when you're coming home from work, you know, if the heat is set low, you want to kick it up a few degrees, you can do that before you get in the car and start driving home. So lots of technology for you to take advantage of as well. Okay, Dave?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys being on for us to call in.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. All right. First day of spring, it is upon us. So before that seasonal allergies start to kick in, it's a good idea to replace the air filter in your heating and cooling system. We're going to share a nifty little device that costs about a dollar, and it's going to remind you exactly when that needs to happen next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And guys, whether you're doing or whether you're dreaming of doing a project, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So get help with those home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast.
With fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday, you'll learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
Carolyn, Mississippi, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a floor that's sinking in, a hallway in a kitchen, and I was just trying to find out what's the best way to repair that and what type of wood should it be repaired with.
So do you have any idea, Carol, as to what's causing the floor to sink?
I don't know if it's the foundation. I don't know if it's the foundation because it's in Mississippi and there's a lot of moisture there. And for some reason, the homes there really look, you know, look run down and stuff. And I did research, and it's because it's so moist there. But the house is really, really old, so I have no idea what's causing it.
Is the floor a wood floor?
Yes, it is.
And is it over a crawl space?
No, it's not over a crawl space.
Is it over a basement?
No, it's not over a basement. It's like on the foundation part of it.
Yeah, okay. Look, there's only really three types of floor structures. You're either going to have, your house is going to be built on a slab, which means it's on concrete, or it's going to be on a wood framed floor, which is either going to be over a crawl space or over a basement. I'm trying to figure out what kind of floor structure you have.
Okay, it's up off the ground a little bit.
That's a crawl space. So what has to happen, Carol, is somebody has to go into the crawl and get under that area and look up and see what's going on. If you have a lot of moisture, you could have some rotted beams there. And if that's the case, they have to be repaired. It's very difficult to do that from the top side. You would do that from the bottom side. And then once you know what the cause of the sagging is, then you'll know how to approach it. But let's say that you found there was a beam that was decayed. Well, what would happen in that case is you would put a new beam next to it. So if it had one bad floor joist, you'd put another one next to it. Maybe even one next to that. So you'd kind of sandwich the bad beam in between the two good beams, and that would straighten that out. Once the structure is repaired, then you can go in from the top side and repair any remaining decay, like if it was the wood, plywood subfloor or something of that nature. But you got to start with the structure, which is what's underneath there, to figure out why this sag has occurred, why this area is sunken in. And once that's resupported, then you can move to the top side. Does that make sense?
Make a lot of sense. Thank you.
All right, Kara. Good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it's almost that first day of spring, which means allergy season is going to be kicking in. Right now, guys, it is a good idea to replace the air filter in your heating and cooling system. I mean, at a minimum, basic filters, you need to replace those about once a month. But, Tom, people are always forgetting about it, and that really dirty filter can actually make the air dirty too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Now, I recently discovered, though, a nifty little device that costs about $1 and reminds you exactly when that needs to happen. It kind of annoys you that it needs to happen. And here's what happened. The gas company actually sent me sort of a surprise gift, which was a bunch of conservation items. I guess they had some sort of campaign. And, you know, the box had LED bulbs and had a water-saving shower head. And then it had this little two-piece plastic device that I did not recognize. And it turns out it's something called a furnace filter whistle. And it's basically designed to bug you when it's time to change the filter. It's comprised of two plastic pieces, and they are snapped onto the filter. You know, you basically set this up so that the bigger piece is faces the airflow, and then the other side snaps together, so it sort of pushes through, because remember, these fiberglass filters are kind of thin. So it snaps in there, and then it allows the air to move through this device, and when the filter gets clogged, it starts to whistle at you, which says it's time to replace the filter.
Well, that's not annoying at all. So basically, it's alerting you that it's time to replace that filter in your central air conditioner or your furnace. You know, it's kind of like the same annoyance that you get when that battery chirps in the smoke detector, but you don't know which one it is because it's chirping and it's like mysteriously coming from any direction. And you're like, where? Which one? This one? And then you stand by. At least this one, you know where it's coming from.
It's totally a strategy that works.
It's true.
Because what the heck is that, right? So you're kind of forced to fix it fast.
Annoy you until you can't deal with it.
I also took a look at where you can buy these things, and they seem to be a little bit hard to find, but then I discovered that they're sold by all sorts of conservation sites. So any site that sells products to help you conserve energy seems to have these. And again, they're only like $1. I saw them for like 89 cents up to like, I don't know, $1.75 or something. So pretty cheap and definitely worth checking out.
Cody in Texas is on the line with a garage door question. How can we help you today?
Interested in insulating the garage door. The garage is insulated, ceiling, the walls, everything, except for the door. You know, it's just that thin metal panels. And I wasn't sure if it's worth my money to go ahead and buy a door that's insulated, like from an overhead door company, or if it would be just as good to buy the foam panels from Lowe's or Home Depot and cut them out and try to fit them into each panel themselves.
Well, you got nothing to lose by taking the inexpensive route first, because those foam panels are pretty cheap. And yes, if you can fit them securely inside those existing metal garage door panels, you're probably going to pick up as much insulation as you would if you replaced the whole thing. You know, an insulated garage door doesn't, in and of itself, even if it's brand new, is not going to add that much insulation value to it. So really all you have is as much foam as you can squeeze in there. But remember, just as important as the insulating the door panels is to make sure you have weather stripping along the edge of the door, that it's adjusted so that it sits well against the concrete floor, it sits well against the jams, both the side jam and the overhead jam, because I would think that wind is probably your biggest enemy in trying to keep that garage warm. And it's good that you've got the rest of it insulated, and certainly insulating the panels will help. But garage doors aren't really known for their comfort, so whatever you do is going to have a limited effect.
Okay, good deal. So the bid I got was $880. I think I will go with the foam sheets first, because that's, I'll probably have $80 total in that.
Yeah, exactly. See how that goes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I do appreciate it. I always listen to the show and appreciate the advice.
Well, thank you so much. Good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, going green is all the rage, but when it comes to shopping for those home improvement products, the devil is definitely in those details. We're going to tell you what you need to know next.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Pit is presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. If you need some help with a renovation, repair, or decor project, that number is 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Hey, if you guys are ready to tackle some home improvement projects, if only you had some tools to get it done, well, we've got two to give away on today's show. They come from Arrow Fasteners. We've got the T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and the T50X TechMate Staple Gun. These are very well-built tools. That T50 is America's best-selling staple gun, and the package comes with a supply of staples. It's worth $65 and going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Send us your question by going to moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app, record your question, and go right to our production team, or you can call us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading over to Virginia, where Margaret has a question about a bathtub. Tell us what's going on.
We have an old cast iron tub, and it's real rusty in spots, and I'm wondering what we could do to restore it.
Now, when you say real rusty in spots, are we talking about big spots, or are we talking about, like, small little ones from a chip here and there?
No, we're talking about big spots because the water, it was not good water when we first moved here, and so it had a lot of wear and tear on it about 40 years before we moved here, and we've been living here probably about 45 years. So
your tub's almost 100 years old, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, it served the house well. It's not going to last forever. It needs to be reglazed at this point. And I've had some experience with folks that have tried to reglaze these tubs inside the house, and it can be done. It's an awfully messy and intensive job, and unless it's done professionally, it doesn't seem to last very long. There are
home reglazing kits. I know Rust-Oleum makes one that's for tub and tile, but I wouldn't expect it to last all that long. The best way to do this is to have the tub taken out and reglazed. But if you're going to do all that, you might as well replace it and not just have that, not have that reglaze unless it's particularly beautiful. I think those are your options. It's not easy to do a touch up to something like this when it's just got so, you know, it's got almost a 100 years of wear and tear on it.
Oh, it's, yes. Yes. Okay. That was my question. I appreciate that.
Unfortunately, Margaret, there's no easy way to remove 100 years of wear and tear on that tub, and so you're probably better off just replacing it.
Well, if you like to save energy or not waste water, you're probably an environmentally responsible shopper. But when it comes to shopping for floors, knowing how that floor is made is key to knowing if it's actually an eco-friendly choice. So here's what you need to look for.
Yeah, there are basically two types of floors that are generally considered to be the most eco-friendly. Now, first, there's cork. Cork is a good choice for a lot of reasons. It's sustainable, it looks great, it lasts a long time, and it's very quiet. And it's the best for allergy sufferers. Now, the flooring is made from the bark of the cork oak tree, which is stripped every 9 years and then grows back. That is really fast for a regrowth rate, but it inflicts no damage on the tree. Pest controls or fertilizers are also rarely used in the farming of cork trees, and the waste cork can also be recycled as well. So all in all, a really good choice for an eco-friendly flooring product.
All right, now the other option out there is bamboo, and bamboo floors, they're manufactured from the bamboo plant, which is a type of grass, and that makes them super sustainable. I mean, bamboo grows at such a fast rate, quicker than trees, and reaches maturity in as little as 5 years, which is why bamboo is one of the most eco-friendly flooring products that are available.
Now, the other big advantage, though, of bamboo is that it is really, really hard. Strand bamboo is actually about twice as hard as red oak, which is why bamboo flooring is both sustainable and a super durable flooring choice as well.
Jim in Pennsylvania is on the line with a metal roofing question. How can we help you today?
My question is metal roofs. What's the advantage of the metal over the shingle or vice versa, the cost? I see a lot of my neighbors putting the metal on.
So metal roofs are probably the most durable roof available today. And so the main advantage is durability. The other thing that you can get with a metal roof is today they're coated with low E coatings, so they can actually reflect the sun in the summer and lower your cooling costs as well. The downside of metal roofs is that they're very expensive. They're called investment-grade roofs very frequently for a good reason, because it's the kind of roof you put on when you really want to invest in the house, and it's the house that you're going to be in for the long haul. If it's a short-term house for you, you know, I probably would not recommend a metal roof, because I don't think you'll get the value out of it when you sell. Certainly you'll get some value out of it, but I don't think you'll get the cost of it. But if you're like, listen, this is the house I'm going to be in for the next 20 or 30 years, maybe longer, I want to really do something that's going to stand up with literally no maintenance, then maybe metal roof is for you. Aesthetically, they're beautiful. They come in all sorts of colors, all sorts of designs, and they can really make your house stand out. But they are costly. Probably, I would say, 2 to 3 times the cost of an asphalt shingle roof.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, are you ready to break out that patio furniture for the season ahead? Well, we're ready to help with tips on getting those tables and chairs back in tip-top shape next.
Live in a Money Pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car, dust off that leather jacket and jeans, and get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got a home improvement question, we've got answers. Go to moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app and record your questions. They'll be sent right to the production team and get on the air with us.
Carol wrote in, and she is tired of cleaning mold on her bath walls. She's asking, is there something that I can use to cover the walls that I can wipe off easily? I really don't want to tile the walls and have to deal with the grout. I just don't want to deal with the grout. Is there anything you can suggest?
I get it.
Well, Carol doesn't want to deal with the grout, so what else can she put on a bathroom wall?
Okay, so I'm thinking for tile walls, a good option might be one of the shower/tub surround kits. You know, they come in like, well, depends on the style, but they usually come in about three pieces, so two ends and a back, and they glue right to the old walls, so in this case on top of the tile. And once they're in place, they look pretty good. It's kind of hard to tell it's not like a one-piece unit when you see it, and they're not terribly expensive, and they're a heck of a lot easier to clean than tile walls. So I think that's a good option for you, but generally speaking, you know, if you make sure you have a vent fan in that bathroom and that you put it on a humidistat so that it runs a little bit longer than it has to when it's moist and damp in there, that will also reduce the humidity and stop that mold growth from happening. So I think those two things are definitely good options.
Yeah, Carol. I mean, cleaning the bathroom tile definitely is a project, but if you control the moisture, like Tom said, that's definitely going to cut down on the mold growth. Heck, it might even get rid of it completely, and then you can have beautiful tile and not worry about cleaning the grout. And I promise you, it's not so terrible. Seal it. You won't have to do it.
Well, uncovering your outdoor furniture is definitely a fun way to mark the start of warmer weather, but that furniture usually brings some pretty gross stuff with it. That's why Leslie's got tips on how to get those tables and chairs back in shape in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, even if that furniture has been in your shed or your basement all winter long, your outdoor furniture could probably use a good cleaning anyhow. So if the furniture you've got is plastic, you want to mix a little dish soap, some borax, and half a cup of peroxide into 1 gallon of water. Now you want to let it sit for 10 to 15 minutes and then use a nylon brush to scrub it onto the plastic pieces. And you want to make sure that you rinse well when you're finished. And that's going to make that plastic shine and look fresh and clean. Now, for metal furnishings, you want to use soapy water and our favorite cleaning agent, good old-fashioned elbow grease. You are going to work for this, guys. If rust has formed, you need to remove it first with sandpaper and then repaint the entire piece with a rust-prohibiting paint or metal varnish. I mean, definitely, it's going to take some work. Wood furniture, you need to oil the surfaces with a sealant or a preservative that's appropriate to that material. You can clean the furniture a couple of times a month with an oil soap as well. Now, you just have to make sure you let all of that furniture dry completely before you add those cushions. And speaking of cushions, they most likely are in need of a pick-me-up as well. So mix 1 teaspoon each of dishwashing detergent and borax in a quart of warm water. Now, you want to use a spray bottle to douse those cushions generously. And once it's been on there for about 15 minutes, you want to hit it with a hose to rinse, then stand those cushions on their side. That's super important because it really kind of helps them drain. And if the cushion itself has some sort of like a draining vent thing, sometimes it's by the zippers, make sure you put it zipper side down because that will just help them dry out a little quicker.
And then you can officially start spring at your house. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, after a long year of rain and snow, not to mention tree droppings, is your deck ready for the outdoor living season ahead? We'll share what you need to know to get it ready on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You rely on your vehicle every day, whether it's for your commute, family, team practice, or even your weekend getaway. Your vehicle should be in tip-top shape, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive is here to help. If you're interested in a new paint job, touch-up, or collision repair for damaged dings and dents, call Mako for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.